today. Thank you, Eric. Greetings, brethren, brothers and sisters in Christ. Welcome to this. Which day is it? First day of unleavened bread. The first holy day of the entire season. It's amazing. You know, during these spring festivals, we think of the Exodus journey, don't we? We're all reminded about that. It comes around every year. And God brought the Israelites out of, was it Bob Cajun?
Yeah.
No, Egypt. Egypt. That was probably a pretty nice spot at one time. They say it's very tropical there. But how does that parallel with today and our journey as we continue to journey towards the broad gate? No, the narrow gate. And what is behind that narrow gate? Something so fantastic we can't even imagine it. The kingdom of God. That's going to be eternal. I can only relate to 71 and a half years, but eternal life? That's a stretch. It's a big stretch. Leviticus 23. Let's go there. Leviticus 23. We see that the holy days are there. We have all the commands for the holy days listed during the year. We're going to progress through this entire chapter before the last great day comes on the scene, right? As we observe these holy days, we work through that. That's where we get the instruction from. That has not been replaced, right? Now, I told you Leviticus 23. And I shouldn't have said that. But it's okay. Put a marker there. But go to Deuteronomy 16. Let's do that first. But put a marker at Deuteronomy or Leviticus 23. Go to Deuteronomy 16. As we convene here on these high Sabbaths, we are commanded to do something. To bring an offering, which brings our thoughts to this very well-known scripture here in Deuteronomy 16. And we're going to pick it up in verse 16. We're going to read two verses, just 16 and 17. What does it say there? Three times a year. This is the first time, by the way. Three times a year shall all your males appear before the Lord, your God, in the place which he shall choose. In the Feast of Unleavened Bread, in the Feast of Weeks, which is the next season, and in the Feast of Tabernacles, the third season. And they shall not appear the Lord empty. 17, every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing. How many blessings do you have? How many blessings do I have? How many blessings do we have? Quite a few, I would say. Quite a few. Give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you. Now, when we think about bringing an offering to God, we think from a different perspective than those in Christ's time, right? It's a little different today. However, it's not the amount that we give that counts, but it's the attitude in which stands behind that. It's the attitude in which we give it. So, let's each one of us give as our heart purposes. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7, you don't need to turn there, I'll quote it for you. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7, my apologies. To give not grudgingly or of necessity for God, what does he look for? He says here, he loves a cheerful giver. He wants us to learn this attitude, doesn't he? This cheerful giving attitude, because it's one of his character traits. And we try to take that on, don't we? We put off and put on. That's one you want to put on. It's one that I want to put on. That's one that we want to put on as a congregation. Yes. For he is the one that gives what? Negatives? No. He's the one that gives good things. I've got a nice watch on. He owns everything. He allowed me the blessing to have that. He allows me to get a haircut every week. It's a blessing, right? He wants to learn this attitude. He is the giver of good things. That is scriptural. That's in the book of James 1 and verse 17. Like the Israelites, we have to do something. We have to come out of Egypt. Our Egypt, our local Egypts here. And you know what we have to do? Stay out. You don't run back to it. You don't run back to the sin you're trying to get rid of. If I do that, give me a swat. And use more than a fly swatter, by the way. We've been set free, right? To do what? To grow in grace and knowledge. Do you get that in 1 week? Do you get that in 1 month? Do you get that in 1 year? I've been around this Church of God movement for 40 years. I still don't have it all. And I think some of you have probably been around the movement as long as I have or more. And if you've been in for a year, that seems like a long time. But you're going to get more as we go forward. I'll guarantee you that's what's going to happen. You get more. The longer you hang around with Christ, the more you grow in grace and knowledge. So, we now have the hope. We want a true vision. And we're looking for something, even in the flesh. Come on. We're physical. We're looking for abundance. We're looking for an abundant life, physically. But we really look for what's behind that narrow gate, that abundant life in the kingdom. Do you? Do I? Do we want to be there? I think so. I think we want to be there. Matter of fact, take away the word think. We want to be there. I shouldn't think anything like that. It's adamant. We have to be there. We only qualify, and if I'm wrong on this, correct me later, I think we only qualify really for the first resurrection. How many chances do you get? As far as I can understand, I've seen one hand go up with, what'd you have? One? One chance. One chance. So, you're not as good as the other guy? Yes, you are. They get one chance too. One chance for everybody. We have the same spiritual position. Nobody's better than anybody else. I'm not better than you. You're not better than me. As a matter of fact, we all get to call Christ our brother. So let's seek the kingdom, and all the things coming from that will be added to us. Luke 12. Let's have a look there. Luke 12. 31 to 34. But seek the... I'm talking here about something that's important, right? 31 to 34, Luke 12. But seek the kingdom of God and all these things shall be added to you. Do not fear. Take a look around. 15 here today. Little flock. There's not 15,000 people in here. Little flock. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell what you have and give alms. Provide yourselves money. Bags. Which do not grow old. A treasure in the heavens that does not fail. That doesn't fail. Things on earth fail, right? Governments of earth are failing. We see that. Where no thief approaches, nor moth destroys. Seek those things. For where your treasure is, that's where your heart is also going to be. So here we can see that part of our priorities in the Church of God is giving. To be putting a portion of our financial resources into the things that really matter. This matters a lot to us. Our salvation matters a lot to us. Right? There's a whole lot going on in the Church of God. The feeding of the flock, the preaching of the good news, preaching of the coming kingdom. And so what? Why do we do that? So the end of the age can come. That's what's taking place. We're preaching the gospel so the end of the age can actually wrap up and we can be with Christ at His return as He sets up His kingdom here on the earth. So let's continue to be about our Father's business by investing in our personal growth as well as investing in the growth of even others. Not just us, but others. We're trying to attract others to see what we see. That's really what it is. Growth in others so that we can continue this work. And it takes financial to do it, doesn't it? So I will close with one last scripture. 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, and verse 7. And you've read this so many times, but it's important. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7, and I quote, "So let each one give as he purposes from his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity." For why? For God says here that He absolutely loves a cheerful giver. So I hope that's been helpful. We'll take up the offering. Brother Don is going to do that. He's going to start over here. He's going to pass it. He's going to catch it on the other side. I'm just going to remain right where I am. And there's going to be a hymn come up behind me. "Knowing You, Jesus" is its title. I think I'm correct on that. Too late. Yeah, don't worry about that. Thank you. So if we could all stand. I'll just have to ask a quick blessing over this offering. Father in heaven, we're appreciating You, appreciating Christ at Your right hand, constantly intervening on our behalf, and thank You for putting this in the hearts of us today. Bring this offering to You to just help with things physically and spiritually as well. We just pray that this offering that is now Yours can be used in a proper way through the stewardship of the Church of God International here in Canada. So we pray and thank You for these things, and we're just grateful to be able to give back to You some of what You give to us. So we praise You and glorify You and just pray blessings for this. We could grow here, all of us, in grace and knowledge, but also it could be attractive to others to see what You are doing through us here in this Kawartha of the Lakes area. And thank You, thank You, thank You so much. We can't say that enough. Gratefully appreciating all this now, putting this all into Your hands and thanking You for it. In Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray. Amen.